Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Today in world culture, the thorny issue of what to do with leftovers is opened when you open your refrigerator. But we should remind people that down through history, leftovers have brought us all kinds of dishes, soups, stroganoffs. What to do with leftovers is something that's been going on for quite a long time. But to deal with it in our modern era, here in the 21st century, we've invited Henry Alford, food writer for The New York Times, and our dear friend here at The Takeaway, Melissa Clark, also food writer for The New York Times, who brought some goodies for us. First of all, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, in my refrigerator, last night I checked before I went to bed so I could talk to you. We have some frozen vegetables in there. We have some uncooked corn tortillas. And we have a lot of cheese, and some of it's a little scary looking. What are the issues for you on leftovers when you go to your refrigerator and decide what's usable and what's not?
Well, I know Melissa would love to get into your refrigerator.
She talks about this all the time.
Yes.
When am I coming over, John?
Deal with John's scary cheese.
I can take care of it.
Yeah. But seriously, you know, when you've got something in the fridge and have to decide whether you can serve it to guests, for instance, or whether it's time to put it in the garbage, these are ethical, moral issues all of a sudden.
They truly are. No, and I'm fascinated by this idea that, you know, the sort of the inherent virtuousness of depleting or dispensing leftovers leads people to just the wackiest ends. People are misbehaving or doing all sorts of outrageous things.
But it's the most virtuous of ideas. We don't want to waste food here, okay? So does that justify you bringing a shopping bag, say, to a party?
Right, exactly. It's a great question. It's the irony. It's the same thing if there's someone who's talking during a movie in a theater. It's the shushers who are always louder than the talkers.
So, Henry, let me ask you real quickly. I mean, I'm just thinking about pizza, right?
Yeah.
I love nothing better than cold pizza. It's one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh,
cold pizza,
yeah.
Out of the fridge.
I went to college, too.
But I still love it. But if somebody brought me a pizza to my house and they brought me two slices of cold pizza out of their fridge, I might go, eh. But if they brought me a whole hot pizza, I'd be thrilled, even though I like cold pizza better.
Precisely. No, it's a kiss and a slap to be served leftovers, because on the one hand, the person is saying, you know, we have this family style relationship and I like you. I feel intimately enough with you that I can give you stuff that's...
So you're better friends, you bring, like, meatloaf to, right?
Exactly, that's been licked.
Strangers.
Yes.
Strangers to steak,
all
the way.
Right.
All right, well, what are some stories of people who actually understand this line maybe better than I do?
Well, I have this one story of this law professor in London who every Friday night would rip off the legs from his roast chicken and then put them in pre-addressed envelopes, and on his walk to synagogue Saturday morning, he would mail each of the chicken legs to each of his two daughters who were off at college.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if ethics actually comes into that. There's a mental illness question.
Right.
Melissa.
Probably some legality too.
It's like a salmonella gram.
So Melissa, you have so much more courage than I do. I have to say, I thought about this long and hard, trying to imagine a scenario where I would have guests over to my house and I would, under any circumstances, serve leftovers, even some delicious leftovers. I could not imagine. I would never do it. Never, ever.
Well, it's all about recreating the leftovers. You want to reincarnate them into something new and delicious. And, you know, you take the old delicious and you turn it into something new and delicious. And, first of all, don't tell them that it's leftovers.
All right, so that's key.
So that's rule number one is, you know, rule number one is don't tell anybody. Rule number two is take something that you've got and make it into something even better. So, for example, what I brought you guys today is a little nibble. That is a Spanish tortilla, and this is actually third-generation leftovers. Yes, this is what I did. So I went out to dinner a few days ago to the Standard Grill. Fabulous. And I had duck fat fried potatoes. Loved them.
Didn't
finish them. Brought them home, right? So I've got leftovers from dinner out. Then last night I took those leftovers, I chopped up some onions and I got them really golden brown and caramelized.
Yep.
I added the potatoes and then I added some eggs and turned it into a Spanish tortilla.
You made this from it.
Exactly. And that's what we had for dinner last night. And that's what you
hot
guys are
then,
having
right?
for breakfast.
It was hot then. It's cold now.
Well, but Spanish tortilla is traditionally served cold at tapas bars. So therefore, it's a perfect leftover.
Wow. So, all right. Melissa Clark, food writer for The New York Times. Henry Alford, you're her colleague. All right.
Yes.
At The Times. she's violated or at least confronted two important rules. One is serving leftovers to guests.
And then telling
number one, but serving restaurant leftovers to guests.
Yeah.
And telling us about it. Telling us that we've been served leftovers.
Well, you know, we're all friends here. Yeah, we're intimate. Yeah. You know.
But duck fat in the morning, I think that gives her a lot of leeway. Once you, that's a real form of intimacy.
Well, you know, I did mention at the top that historically, you know, this principle that you've talked about, Melissa Clark, of you take something and make it better. You know, the principle of leftovers is you take what you got, what's left over, and you make it better. I mean, stroganoff is that, right? It's spoiled Russian meat turned into a great sort of side dish.
Yeah, or bubble and squeak, or coal cannon, or hash, any of these things. No, that there is this great tradition of leftovers. It just, again, as soon as you bring it into the social arena, you open this box of you know, it's sort of Pandora's box as to what's the proper etiquette.
Putting these salmonellagrams aside for a moment, what's the diciest leftover story that you encountered in your article?
I've got one woman in Portland, Oregon, who had a party to celebrate her marriage, and one of the guests showed up with a mason jar filled with this kind of brown oozing sludge, and a little note on the mason jar said, "This chocolate zucchini bread was a failed experiment, but perhaps you will like it. Happy marriage."
And she was actually married to the guy she was married to before?
Yeah, still.
I'm just imagining that. Oh, that sounds awful.
Doesn't that? Mm. Yeah.
Henry, can I ask, this etiquette and intimacy of leftovers seems not to apply for some reason to barbecue, I've just figured out. It was just the 4th of July. I had a barbecue at my house, had a ton of food left over. The next day, three friends came over. I said, come over for a scavenger's barbecue, I called it. We'll cook up the extra food. All they wanted was the stuff that had already been cooked and taken off the plates. They wanted cold chicken, cold sausages. Because it was barbecue, they went right for it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a little different.
No problem there.
No, and that's actually perfect that happened with barbecue because, of course, soul food, you know, pretty much everything we think of as soul food, the ham hocks and chitlins, that stuff all came out of leftovers. That originally a lot of that stuff
there you
was
go. There's the history.
Yeah, stuff that slave owners were giving to their slaves. So, that's you were reenacting history in your backyard.
So I knew there was
Melissa Clark. Let's take it out on this. It seems as though all the technology in food service, the development of Tupperware, of preservatives, of refrigeration, actually designed to make safe leftovers and extend the life of food, in fact, complicates our lives in this question.
It does complicate it because then you have the question of, it's been in your fridge for how many days? Can I still eat it? What should I do with it? There was a time there when I would go to my mother's house and I would go through her fridge and take things out because I knew she had to finish everything. She had to turn that leftover into some sort of dish. It was in a Tupperware container and I thought, you know, this is borderline. I'm just going to throw it out. So it's made us feel like we have to finish it.
Right.
And you know what? You can throw it out if it's turning bad. Even if it's leftover, throw it out. That cheese, John, out.
If the cheese is out. What about the frozen vegetables? Do I puree those and put them in a sauce or throw them out?
If they're still frozen, you can still use them.
All right. Well, they're not still frozen. They're just sitting in the refrigerator. Henry Alford, food writer for The New York Times. The issue is the thorny question of leftovers in The New York Times. And Melissa Clark, food writer for The Times, our dear friend. Thanks so much for this Spanish tortilla.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.